We think that it's good news. In October, we had to appeal to donors to warn them that we were going to require additional funds or we were just going to run out of food for the refugees in Kenya by January. And so in November, we had to reduce the size of the food rations by half in order to stretch them out past the end of the year. Because of substantial donor response, we were able to reduce the size of the ration cut in December. And now on the 1st of January, we're going to be able to go back to a full ration of food assistance. So we'll be able to meet 100% of the food needs of the refugees in the Dadaab and Kakuma camps again. And so we're very grateful to the donors who responded to that appeal and provided $45 million that's allowing us to go back to meeting the full food needs of the refugees.
And how many refugees are we talking about here?
There are nearly 500,000 refugees living in the two refugee camp complexes in northern Kenya, in Dadaab and Kakuma, and it costs WFP about $10 million per month to meet their food needs.
Now, where are these refugees from?
Many of them, most of them, in fact, are from Somalia, but there's a large population from South Sudan as well. And in fact, in the Kakuma camp, there are refugees from 21 countries, not just around Africa, but around the world. So it's a really diverse population of refugees in Kakuma. In the Dadaab camp, which is the largest refugee camp in the world, most of the refugees are from Somalia.
Now, you said that in November you cut the rations to the refugees. Did that have any impact on the nutritional status of the refugees?
We hope that the cuts did not last so long that it would have had a terrible impact, but it is very dangerous to reduce the amount of food that the refugees receive because they really have no other options for meeting their food needs. They're not allowed to work. There are very limited options for livelihood, for producing their own food. So they really do require that we meet 100% of their needs. And so we're very grateful to the donors that responded to ensure that the restriction in ration sizes was limited to just 6 weeks.
And talking about the donors, are you able to tell me who the donors are?
Yes. Since October, we've had new contributions from Denmark, from the European Union, from Germany, Saudi Arabia, the United Kingdom, the UN Central Emergency Response Fund, and there's a significant $20 million in-kind contribution from the United States that's expected to arrive in February.
Now, is the provision of food rations to the refugees in Kenya sustainable, or is there anything else that can be done to lessen their dependence on food aid?
Well, we're talking with the refugees themselves, with UNHCR, the agency responsible for their welfare in Kenya, and with the Kenyan government, as well as with other agencies that work in the refugee environment, but particularly with the refugees themselves to see if there's something else that can be done. But because of the circumstances in these camps, it's a very arid area, it's a fragile environment, and a very large refugee populations. At this point, the options are relatively limited. We are working with all of the other partners to see what the future may hold, because I think basically what we're looking at worldwide is humanitarian needs globally that are just enormous and rising so quickly that they're really outstripping the resources that are available to meet them. I think everybody recognizes that something else has to be done. Of course, the best solution would be for the conflicts in the countries that people have come seeking refuge from to be solved. So really a political solution to the conflicts in Somalia and in South Sudan would be the best way of being able to see that people are able to safely return back to their countries of origins. But we want to make sure that until the conditions are right and safe for them to go home, that we do continue to meet their needs so that there's no chance that people might return home because they don't feel that their needs are going to be met in Kenya, and therefore that, you know, maybe those returns would be anything less than voluntary. So we want to be absolutely sure that that's not the case, and that's why we're very grateful to the donors for helping us meet the needs of the refugees in these camps.
So for now, it's important for WFP to receive these donations.
It's really very critical. I mean, these are people who have suffered a great deal. Many of them have escaped conflict. Some of them, the Somali refugees, were facing famine at home just three and a half years ago. And it is absolutely vital that we're able to meet their nutritional needs to make sure that they get the food that they required, that the children are able to grow up healthy and receive an education, and hopefully be able to someday return home and build a better future for their own countries.